Like Martin Windrow, many of us think of our pets as family members. So we mourn them as family when they die. If you live in a city apartment, you can't just go bury them in your backyard. Parisians can go to an animal cemetery just north of the city. It is the oldest of its kind in the world and houses the remains of hundreds of beloved dogs, cats, birds, even horses. And it's still very much in use today. Sarah Elzas brings us a story.
The Cimetière des Chiens is on the banks of the Seine River as it curves north of Paris. When you go through the arched stone entrance, it's like going into any other Parisian cemetery, except the tombstones are smaller.
Here's a cat, has a picture of it. It's an orange tabby, and it says, Le temps passera, mais tu resteras ma doudoune. It means time passes, but you will always be my doudoune, 1991 to 2002. Here's just a flat tombstone, Notre Iago, our Iago, 1973 to 1983.
There are live cats walking around, lying on tombstones. Many of the graves look as though their human caretakers are still around. They're tidy, covered in flowers and trinkets. This is to Ramses, 1982-1992. I think it's a cat. Pattes et mains jointes, nous avons vécu 9 années et demie d'amour. Our hands and our paws joined, we lived 9.5 years of love. Que ton absence est cruelle et dure à supporter. Your absence is cruel and hard to stand. Que Dieu nous aide. May God help us. Pour toujours dans mon cœur. Forever in my heart. Signed, ta maman, your mother. It's easy to mock this outpouring of grief over what some say are just animals. But people tend to personify their pets and grieve accordingly when they die. Gérard Faburel takes care of pet funerals for the mortuary Mercier & Sons up the street from the pet cemetery. People who come to him are those who've had a particular relationship with their pets, he says.
Pratiquement une relation humaine.
Almost a human relationship. For some, losing a pet is like losing a child. You can see this on what people have written on the stones in the cemetery. Faburel, who has 2 cats himself, says people tend to see their pets as idealized human beings.
Un animal, on n'a jamais rarement quelque chose à lui reprocher dans sa vie.
It's rare to hold a grudge against an animal, he says. Plus, an animal doesn't contradict you and always needs you.
Alors là, vous voyez les cercueils, hein, ce sont
he shows the small coffins available for cats and dogs. He arranges everything from picking up the animal from home or the vet, arranging for a coffin and a headstone, and getting the cemetery plot.
Là, c'est le modèle de luxe, si on peut dire, avec un poignet, une poignée métal.
This is a fancy coffin, he says, with metal handles. They start at about 200 euros and can go to 500 or more for larger ones. A cemetery plot starts at 116 euros a year. Cemetery workers fill in the grave of a cat named Pepette that died a few days earlier. Her small coffin was placed in a tomb that already houses 2 other animals. Their owner, a doctor wearing dark glasses, says she wants her pets buried in the ground because she has a connection with the earth. There wasn't a ceremony, she just watched the workers fill in the dirt. She then showed me a photo of her cat on her mobile phone.
Je vais la regarder pour la première fois depuis jeudi avec vous.
This is the first time she's looking at the photo since the cat died.
Pepette dans les fleurs.
Pepette in the flowers. Standing amidst the tombstones, we look at photos of a black and white cat on a patio. Funeral director Faburel says that all kinds of people come to him to bury their pets, not just older people thinking of their own mortality or rich people with money to burn.
C'est vraiment tout le monde, tout le monde, hein,
it's really everyone, jeunes, old and young, rich and not so rich, he says. And in the cemetery, amidst all the family pets, you do get the famous one or two.
Here is Rin Tin Tin, la grande vedette du cinéma, the big movie star.
Rin Tin Tin is the German shepherd who appeared in films in the 1930s. It's said that composer Camille Saint-Saëns and director Sacha Guitry's pets are buried here too. This is Sarah Elzas in Agnières-sur-Seine, just north of Paris.